Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, this evening I'm going to be looking at the whole topic of milk prices. It's been a particularly difficult time for this sector in the last number of months. My guest this evening is the ICMSA Deputy President and Chairman of its Dairy Committee, Pat McCormick. Certainly, these are testing times, and who knows what's coming down the track, but fair to say this has been one of the most turbulent 18-month periods in the history of the dairy industry.
Without a doubt, you know, it's fair to say that, Chris, given that when we started 2014, Irish dairy farmers were receiving 39 cents a litre. You know, today some processors in the country have set the milk price for July 2015 at 25 cents a litre. So that's a significant drop. It's 14 cents, or in excess of one third of a drop. And it's very hard for a sole trader, family farm, to withstand that level of drop in income. Because, you know, it's not actually drop in income. It's income that has disappeared, because, you know, the cost of production is anywhere around 28, 30 cents a litre. So farmers find themselves producing milk and sending it to the co-op for the first time in five years at a loss-making operation.
Did anybody really expect it would drop so sharply?
Well, you know, I suppose 2015 was always going to be a challenging year with the abolition of quotas.
Do you think that maybe we were, not being that we were misled, but people's maybe were expecting too much when and we wouldn't have had such a dramatic change?
Well, no, I think, you know, we've had price drops during the quota regime, but, you know, I suppose what we've had this time around is unprecedented favourable climatic conditions for milk production right around the globe. And, you know, you go back the last 30, 36 months nearly at this stage, and you'll see that there have been pretty much ideal weather conditions. So global supply was very strong in 2014, and, you know, that was absorbed in the marketplace as a result of 2013 being only a break-even as regards supply of product versus the demand, and the deficit that was there since 2012. So, you know, we came into 2015 with strong supplies and, I suppose, product beginning to build. And ultimately, you know, come the 1st of April there was large pressure on the market. And, you know, if you were buying product with the volumes that were out there and anticipated to be out there, certainly you'd be buying by the week rather than by the month or half yearly.
Now, you don't have to be a mathematician to work out that a price drop of that quantity, I mean, it's effectively wiping out the profit margin.
Oh, look, the profit has disappeared for 2015, and, you know, that has wider implications for the rural economies of Ireland. And we would estimate that the spend, or the capable spend, as a result of this price drop is in excess of €1 billion, you know, and we would estimate for the county of Donegal to be in excess of €15 million. And, you know, that's significant out of a rural economy, and certainly will have massive consequences on the rural economies of Ireland that do depend on agriculture and indeed dairy and for their viability.
Now, the ICMSA and other farm organisations as well, obviously not happy with the way things have gone. And I know you've really, I suppose, accused the department of, I think the quote used was, a sleepwalking attitude. Not enough has been done.
Well, you know, the first week of December 2014, we met with the department, senior officials and the Minister for Agriculture, and we told them there was a crisis on the way. And certainly, you know, they were asking us, were we looking backwards rather than forwards, you know, as regards where a crisis could be. And, you know, as the months have gone by, it has become more and more in the horizons. And certainly, you know, we would have felt 6 months ago that Minister Coveney needed to be looking for export refunds. He also needed to be looking for aid to private storage, and he needed, above all, to get the safety net of 20.6 cents a litre increased substantially to a pint where to cover the cost of production for not alone Irish but European dairy farmers in order to survive the downturn in the milk spiral that we are enduring, I would call it, at this stage, in order for farmers and Irish farmers and European dairy farmers to be there for better times, and, you know, for the European taxpayer to secure European milk supply into the years ahead.
Now, it's relatively easy to find out about what prices are being paid across Europe, but when you compare the inputs and the costs of production, how does Ireland fare in that regard?
Well, we're very much dependent on climatic conditions. Obviously, the cost of production has gone up significantly since 2009 by 5, maybe 6 cents a litre. You know, they tell us across Europe that we are maybe 3, 4 cents more advantageous than our counterparts, the Dutch and the Danes. And I suppose given their level of overall continuous farm liability, you know, borrowings, it's probably correct, and their intensive, I suppose, indoor system. But, you know, we as Irish dairy farmers are under massive pressure with milk prices where they are. And I would think our counterparts in Europe are significantly more under pressure. And, you know, hopefully in the coming weeks, we'll see a volume correction reflective of what has happened to milk price around Europe and indeed globally. And ultimately, I suppose, the supply and demand balance will come somewhere near swinging in favour of the primary producer in order to have a reasonable price for the peak months of 2016.
Now, you've touched on the potential loss of income and money circulating in counties like Donegal. And I mean, this really is one of the important factors, because this money, any reduction in farmers' incomes, there's the multiplier effect and the whole knock-on right across the economy.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, farmers traditionally have proven to be very good spenders, and in particular dairy farmers, if they have it, they're invested in their business and in their yards. And that will have a spin-off to the rural economy, as you said, whether it's the stonemason or the shed erector or, you know, the machinery manufacturer down the road or whatever the case may be. But, you know, when you take the spin-off being approximately in excess of 15 million euros, it is massive in a rural area like Donegal, you know, that hasn't the multinational companies available to them that are around one or two of our major cities.
Now, with less income, are a growing number of farmers coming under pressure to keep up with repayments, and can they go to the banks and get a listening ear?
Well, certainly we would encourage them to do their figures early, and if they need to talk to the financial institutions, to speak with them before they speak to the farmers. You know, we've got a commitment from the financial institutions that no one who they see as being long-term viable will be short-tuned during this downtime. And, you know, I suppose they are in the game of lending money and they're in the game of making money, but they can't make money unless they've somebody to lend it to and, you know, to make a profit on. And that's what they do with consumers like farmers, you know, who over a period of time will always be on an ongoing basis borrowing and investing in their upgrading of their facilities and ultimately repaying it. And I suppose they have, you know, a great track record, the vast majority of farmers, as regards bank payments. So certainly, you know, we have got a commitment that they will deliver to the farmers who are in need as a result of the downturn. There are, I suppose, a very, very small minority of farmers out there who were under pressure at the end of 2014, and, you know, their viability will be called into question.
I'm speaking with the Deputy President of the ICMSA and Chairman of its Dairy Committee, Pat McCormack. Pat, the whole volatility that's hitting the dairy sector, there's very few people in any other form of employment across the state that can see their income swinging so much one year to another. And I know there's been talks about and a model that's been used in Australia, an income averaging tool. I think you call it the Farm Management Deposit Scheme. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about the thinking behind that.
Well, you know, I suppose you pretty much summed it up. It's very hard for a family farm who are operating as a sole trader to live within the constraints of between 20 and 39 cents a litre. And, you know, one of the biggest bills coming to a lot of dairy farmers back into this year will be the tax liability as a result of 2014. And, you know, as you said, the Farm Management Deposit Scheme is something that we have looked at as a means of reducing the level of volatility to the family farm out there in times of, I suppose, extremes. And certainly, you know, we will be lobbying the Ministers for Expenditure and finance in the coming weeks, you know, to have that implemented, because it is the one single thing that Minister Coveney and indeed Minister Noonan and Minister Howland can deliver to help the Irish dairy sector to batten down the hatches as regards surviving periods of volatility, because, you know, they've extended the income averaging, but that is suitable for some families and not so suitable for other families. And we feel that this will be another tool in the toolbox as an opportunity for farmers to better position their business to withstand the levels of volatility that we're currently experiencing.
Now, a lot of people, maybe from a non-farming background, householders across the country, go into their local shops and they're hearing about the farmers are complaining, the price of milk has dropped 30-35%. They look at their supermarket shelf and there hasn't been much difference in price. And I suppose that is a difficulty within this whole sector, isn't it? Because when you're going to campaign and the householder isn't necessarily on your side, they don't really understand that the farmer is getting squeezed. But somewhere along the way, the multiples are certainly not lacking in terms of their share.
Certainly not, you know, and we would have tackled Commissioner Hogan when he got his post of responsibility in Europe, that the power of the retailer needs to be tackled at European level in order for the primary producer to be able to get a returning that will provide him with a reasonable level of income, you know, going forward. And obviously, I suppose that it has been a big issue indeed, and a very, very concise issue in the liquid milk trade in this country over the last number of years. And, you know, certainly as we go forward, I think the retailer needs to be aware that the primary producer has to get a fair share of the end price in order for its very survival and for the survival of Irish produced produce.
We often copy what happens cross-channel, and I think there's been moves in the past week. Certainly some of the retailers in Britain have indicated that they're going to pay more, and I think there's even talk of certain brands being slightly more expensive, and the consumer will know that the farmer's getting an extra cut out of it.
That's right, you know, and some of those retailers are retailing here in this country, and, you know, we'd be calling on them to follow suit in the Republic of Ireland, because, you know, they're happy enough to trade and sell their established supermarkets and sell their trade in this country. And we would feel that they need to protect the Irish dairy farmer every bit as much as the UK dairy farmer.
And finally, Pat, if we only had a crystal ball and could know what's coming down the track, what's your take on the next 6 months? I mean, there are indications that globally the price is beginning to move again in the right direction.
Well, you know, the most recent global trade auction, which was held yesterday, showed a positivity of almost 15%. But, you know, there was a lot of product out there in the previous two auctions, and we saw the price almost collapse, and there was a lot of pressure that the global trade auction should be suspended. So while it was a positive and has to be taken and welcomed as a positive, you know, it is the coming auctions for the remainder of this month and into September that will have a critical impact, I suppose, on where milk price will go and how market sentiment is, because market sentiment is playing a bigger part, you know, in the overall price in recent times. And if we could get the sentiment to swing where dairy produce was in demand and, you know, that there wasn't a surplus, I think we would see a significant recovery in the marketplace in a 4 to 5 month period. You know, I don't see that happening, though, until we hit 2016. But certainly, hopefully, we will see recovery for the peak months of 2016, because that's what's absolutely critical at this point in time.
And just the actual global market there, and the you mentioned it, how exactly does that work? How do they arrive at a price figure?
Well, you know, they offer a certain amount of product, and the price is derived by almost auction, or indeed by auction, to dictate depending on demand. And, you know, I suppose we would be slightly cynical in this country and say that during times of very small supply in New Zealand, the global trade auction seems to always struggle, and that coincides with European peak. And, you know, when they get back into business in the autumn as regards milk production, the global trade auction seems to take an upward trajectory. And, you know, 2015 doesn't seem to be any different. So are they in a position to manipulate the marketplace? Well, certainly they can dictate the volume of product that goes out there. So, you know, it's only what will happen in the next 3 to 4 auctions that will really dictate where milk price is for the fourth quarter of 15 and indeed the first quarter of 2016.
So your message to farmers in Donegal who may be enduring a particularly difficult time is not to panic, take advice, and don't be afraid to seek help as well from the financial institutions if need be.
Without a doubt, and I suppose any expense they're going to come under, you know, to think twice about whether it is necessary in the year 2015.
Pat McCormack there, the ICMSA Deputy President and Chairman of its Dairy Committee. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €4.05 a kilo, heifers €4.15 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.20 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.60 a kilo. Sheep prices, a spring lamb €4.90 a kilo, and ewes €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, have a very good evening.